Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, October the 12th, 2018, and I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. Okay, so let's have a look at the show for today. I'm going to start with a word about the IMF, that's the International Monetary Fund, and their new warning about the economy, which is probably as bad as any I have ever seen. So if you're interested in details, that will be my first opening salvo of today's show. I've talked about retailers filing for bankruptcy. Well, more retailers are filing for bankruptcy than ever before. Over 20 major retailers have filed for bankruptcy since the beginning of last year. And frankly, in 2018, we may break the all-time record for annual store closings. I'm going to talk about that today. It's a very serious indication that all is not well with the economy. Then I'm going to talk about why people prefer to be lazy. I thought it might be of interest. Some of you may identify, others may not. But anyway, so that's the next item. And then I'm going to cogitate and reflect on why there are no physical manuals to your electronic gadgetry anymore. So let's see if we can come up with a solution. I won't spend very long talking about this, because then I want to talk a little bit about the diminishing role of facts and analysis in American public life. Well, the next subject under scrutiny is about the American, or rather the average American worker, who has had a zero real wage increase during the past half century. Some of you may not know this. The mainstream media certainly won't be out there talking about it, so we will. Then we're going to have a look to see where we are with the autonomous vehicle industry, which I haven't talked that much about, and I'm sure I will be talking a lot more about it in times to come. Then I am going to deal with one of the things that turned me against Trump that faithful April of last year. He has not withdrawn a single soldier from the 50,000 on the ground in NATO countries, totally opposed to what he promised to do in his campaign, And frankly, I find that utterly sickening. Next, I shall talk about how history proves that voting rarely brings meaningful change. That's really as in seldom. So I'm going to propose some other options which may be of interest. And then I will finish up by observing a few facts about how the US share of the world economy has drifted lower for decades. So that's a rather shocking statement to make, but it happens to be true. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you individually 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly podcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows, and then I'll know exactly what to do. So that I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. You may feel free to select any 3 shows, and which you will be able to find in the archives at the Podbean page, which doubtless you are looking at right now. And if you don't make a selection, I will make one for you. Okay? So, with that, let me just give you my information, starting with my email, which you will need to request the 3 shows. It's blazoned across the top of the Podbean page, which you're looking at, but otherwise it is rwlmartin1@aol.com. Let me repeat that once more. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I also have a Facebook and a Twitter address, so I'm going to give you the addresses of those. My Facebook page tends to contain comments that are a little insubstantial for the show, but that I think I feel that you ought to be made aware of. And that Twitter is the same thing, except they're much more in the nature of one-liners. So my Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, lowercase, no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Again, all one combined series of letters. RMWakeUpCall. And no punctuation and all lower case. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, that's been a pleasure as always. And so with that, I will leave you, wishing you a wonderful weekend. And this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye until Monday.